The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello!
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Allergies or sinus or something. If I sound like crap today, it's that.
Yeah, there's some shit.
Yeah, just... Can we blame the Canadian wildfires? Well, Trudeau's too busy going, ooh, Taylor Swift, and he's not putting out fires.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah, on Twitter. He's like,
Jesus Christ, man.
It's climate change. Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. It's like the James Woods Family Guy thing.
Piece candy. Ooh, piece candy.
Piece candy.
Ooh, piece candy.
Ooh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's Jesus Christ. We're all done for.
We're done. Can we end the world yet?
Can
please?
We just
I
do
want
it.
To go home.
Just do it. Nobody cares anymore.
Please. Christ. All right, coming up on this week's show, Vince, we're going to talk about cocaine.
Cocaine. I'm Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown, and I do cocaine. Oh, we got to do song of the week. It's got to be Dr. Roxo.
All right, well, that works too. There's a DC supervillain Snowflame, Mr. Short's one of his favorites. Yeah. We'll talk about threads, cluster bombs, the sound of freedom, Ukraine, a whole lot more. Top 10 draft pick this week, WCW entrance themes. A lot of people had a lot of good picks. So we'll get to that and we'll answer your listener questions. All right, Vince. We usually start every episode here with the news from the television, the idiot box. Would you like to do the same this week?
Absolutely.
All right. This is actually...
Sorry, that's all I had, man.
In a twist for this show, good news. I know you weren't ready for good news. Me neither.
No, it's...
NBC Universal has announced a partnership with Xumo Play and Amazon Freevee. This is their Amazon's free streaming app. You don't have to have Prime or nothing. This is their... just straight up, like their version of Tubi or Crackle. Universal is going to bring more than 24 channels to Freevee this summer. Here's what they're bringing. Bravo Vault, so it shows from Bravo. E, shows from E, like the Kardashians and all that garbage.
Oh, my.
Million dollar Listing Vault. All their, like, real estate shows and that shit. Oxygen True Crime, for all you weirdos that love the true crime. Real Housewives, they're getting their own channel. SNL is getting their own channel. Top Chef. American Crimes, this is like American Greed and Lock Up, the CNBC shows. Golf Pass, NBC Sports. 1, 2, 3 four things from Telemundo that I can't pronounce and or, according to my autocorrect here, everything is underlined in red because it doesn't understand Mexican either. So
Lopez, come on, get on it, dude.
Rotten Tomatoes is getting their own channel.
Oh, my.
Alfred Hitchcock Presents is getting its own channel.
The old one?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm kind of good with that. Some show called The Bad Girls Club, which sounds like garbage. Lassie getting her own channel. Little House on the Prairie getting its own channel. Made in Chelsea. Murder, She Wrote, where she killed them all.
Cabot Cove, saved by the highest body count in the whole country.
Yeah, it does. It's worse than Gary or Bodymore Murderland or any of that. Detroit. Saved by the Bell, getting its own channel. TNBC. This is shows like Punky Brewster, City Guys, Hang Time, Major Dad, stuff like that. The Lone Ranger getting his own channel. One channel is called Universal Action. This is shows like A-Team, Magnum P.I., and the original Knight Rider. Universal Crime, which is going to be Columbo, Kojak, The Rockford Files, stuff like that.
So it's going to be online?
Yes, it's all streaming. There's going to be a Western channel with like the Virginian, Tales of Wells Fargo, stuff like that. And the big one, Vince, which I saved for last, a Universal Monsters channel.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As good as that sounds, all right, that sounds great.
Yes.
What happens to the shit on TV? Does it stay on TV?
It, from what I understand, it will stay on TV. This, they're just adding this to if you have the Amazon Freevee or the Zumo app.
Okay.
Like on your smart TV.
Because the thing is that I watch like Tales from Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
It's like on Get, or so not Get, it's on Grit. Like
MeTV or whatever. Grit, right. Yeah.
And then Get TV's got Magnum and Kojak and...
All of that should stay on those.
Okay.
They're just adding to these streaming apps.
Yeah, I'm old. I watch old shit.
Yeah.
Because nothing
Universal
else
Monsters
on is good.
Channel. Jim Rockford's on.
Oh, yeah.
Damn right, I'm watching.
Fucking I watch the Rockford Files every night. 8.2 yeah. Here.
Oh, that's right, because they did fuck up Channel 8, didn't they? Yeah. All right, moving on from that, we had the story that a lot of the movie things are skipping Comic-Con this year. They are doing some panels for TV shows, such as The Walking Dead Universe, and The Boys spinoff Gen V will be doing panels at Comic-Con this year. So there will be some stuff, but nothing really from movies.
Oh, no.
But it's still in San Diego. I wouldn't go to California. You'd have to pay me a lot of money to go. Last thing for TV news this week. Smallville actress Allison Mack, who pled guilty for her role in the sex trafficking cult group Nexium, she was released from prison. let's see. She was sentenced to 3 years in 2021 after pleading guilty. That she manipulated women into becoming sex slaves for Nexium leader Keith Raniere and branding them and a whole lot of just horrible, horrible shit. Possibly Clinton involved. Apparently she
allegedly.
Was released. Yes, allegedly. Throw that
Jesus
in.
Christ, man. You can't just do that shit. What the fuck's the matter with you?
Do you really think any person has had over 50 so-called friends commit suicide like Hillary?
I know. That's what I mean. You gotta say allegedly, all right?
Yeah, all right, fine. She got 3 years. He was convicted because she turned state's evidence, and he was sentenced to 120. So, male privilege? Anyone?
Yeah, he just ran the club.
Right. She was the one branding people and, yeah, blackmailing and all that. All right, let's go to movie news this week. We have a director. Netflix is going in big on the Chronicles of Narnia since they purchased the rights to all the stuff. Greta Gerwig, who I think she just directed the Barbie movie. She's going to do two movies. They have not said what books or if these are going to be spinoffs or what. But
a horse and his
Netflix
boy.
Is... Please. No, I don't want her doing that. I want us doing that one. Oh, read that book. That's a good book. The whole series is great. But so, yeah, from Barbie to Aslan. So that'll be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, she won't butcher it at all. I think she's naked in some Greenberg movie with Ben Stiller or some shit, but...
Who is this?
Not a Greta Gerwig. She was an actress turned director. Because they all think they can direct, right? Let's see here. Disney. Wow, they're in trouble. They're hemorrhaging money. The stock has actually been downgraded this week due to concerns that growth has stalled. Disney Plus and Hulu numbers are down. They're having lower attendance attendance at their theme parks. Universal Studios is outdoing Disney in numbers of people to the theme parks. It was revealed that Disney has so far this year, on their last 8 movies they have released, lost $1 billion. This includes Lightyear, Thor Love and Thunder, Strange World, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians 3, Elemental, Little Mermaid, and Indiana Jones will probably be adding to that. Because it's bad. Every review has been, well, this is dog shit, so. Do you know what did beat Indiana Jones at the box office, Vince?
No, what?
A movie called The Sound of Freedom. Released nationally on July 4th, it is now the number one movie in America thanks to a pay-it-forward technology. Angel Studios distributed this. Disney had this movie 2 years ago. Done. They just sat it on the shelf. Angel Studios bought this movie from Disney. First day, it grossed over $14 million. That same day, Indy only brought in $11.5 million. Based on the true story of former government agent Tim Ballard, who quit his job to avoid the bureaucracy, and he's going after children from human traffickers and kid fuckers. The story of the movie is about him rescuing two children and a group of over 50 others. The real mission, they actually saved 123 people and 55 children. Stars Jim Caviezel. Caviezel starts out by saying the film was made several years ago, but had many roadblocks put in its way by others.
Juden!
Yeah, at the end, he urges the audience to scan a QR code, which will help pay for others to go see the movie. That's the pay it forward thing. The left hates this movie.
I saw a side-by-side of the Daily Mail. Some guy waxing poetic about cuties. Remember the Netflix porn about kids? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it's so good. And then they're bashing this.
Yeah. Here was Rolling Stone's headline.
Yeah, and then there's Rolling Stone.
The Sound of Freedom is a superhero movie for dads with brain worms. The Guardian said the movie is QAnon adjacent. That seems to be the big thing. Oh, it's got Caviezel. It's a QAnon movie. It's a movie about sex trafficking children.
If you're attacking
this movie, then you're as bad as the kid fuckers.
I saw a Rolling Stone article about the sex trafficking in Colombia that's really, really bad. And then this movie comes out talking about the Colombian sex trafficking, and then it's conspiracy. Well,
QAnon conspiracy.
It's conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't put out anything that doesn't show you guys as a bunch of kid fucking pedo motherfuckers, I don't know what else there is, man. I mean,
yeah, if you're attacking this movie because, well, it's QAnon, then you're as bad as the sex traffickers.
The best thing you could do, because I heard it's kind of slow, it's more of a police procedural.
It's procedural, yeah.
Right.
And then the second half gets into the action when they get into Colombia. Yes.
Right. I would market it at that. Like, yeah. It wasn't as fast-paced. If you don't... Yeah, I mean, like, I would stay away from the political side of it because we all know who you guys root for.
Right.
At this point, there's no covering that shit up, you guys. You guys are... You don't mind it, okay? You're something wrong with you. You need to be fucking taken out.
81 million votes for the guy that sniffs kids.
Right,
yeah. And you're attacking a movie about sex trafficking kids.
Yeah, y'all need a shot. Y'all need a shotty to the face, all right? It's all there is to it. I don't know what else there is to say about it.
Drum shotgun's a hell of a thing. Yeah.
The drum shotgun... Look, if you get the gold drum...
You can take out a lot of sex fuckers.
That's all it is, man. That's all there is.
All right. Next story here. Deadpool 3. Guess who's joining the cast, Vince?
I have no idea.
Jennifer Garner as Elektra.
Jesus.
They're still keeping plot under wraps, but I think, this is just my theory, I think I know what the plot is for Deadpool 3. Deadpool kills the Fox Marvel Universe. I think that's the plot. He's got old boy back as Wolverine. Garner's back as Elektra. It wouldn't shock me if Affleck shows up as Daredevil. I think it's, this is how we end the Fox movies. Everything now is with the mouse. It wouldn't surprise me if that's what they did.
Kind of all right with it.
Yeah. The only other thing for movie news this week, we're getting The Purge 6. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to get The Purge for real here pretty soon.
Well, yeah, and that kind of ties into apparently what it's going to be about. The writer of the movie said that we'll bring a nightmarish version of America to life. It's a version that echoes issues that are being presented today. With absurd ideas we are forced to gulp down every time we turn on the news or go on social media, Purge 6 is my way of looking at the country. I grew up watching Logan's Run and Soylent Green and John Carpenter and George Romero. They were smuggling their ideas into their movies. So for me, Purge 6, basically what it's going to be is America is broken into different regions. Like, you're going to have a black state, you're going to have a gay state, a white evangelical state, and yeah. So,
ugh.
You wonder why movies are losing at the box office.
Why wouldn't you just have, like,
I don't know. Because apparently you can only be evangelical if you're white, yeah. Right? According to this guy. Okay.
So. There's a bunch of black evangelicals, right?
Yeah, in the South. That's weird. Apparently we don't count. Yeah. All right. Let's go to comic book news this week. Marvel has announced to some realtors, not realtors, retailers. It's fucking early, dude. Several of its upcoming comics are going to be delayed. They're saying delays have to do with printers, truckers, all that. It looks as of this that they're only pushing these books back 1 week, but they're not sure. Avengers Beyond 5, Cosmic Ghost Rider 5, Ghost Rider 16, Spider-Man India 2, What If, Dark Spider-Gwen, which is supposed to have a crap ton of variants, Wolverine 35 are the books as of now. Apparently this is some printer, Ohio-based printer Freeport Press is where this has happened at, that's causing the delay. So, Ohio, once again.
Fucking Buckeyes.
All right. Your recommendations for books that came out this week? A lot of good ones. Ghost Rider 15, Silver Surfer Ghostlight number 5, DC's Big Night Terrors event started this week. Steelworks, this is written by Worf. About Steel, the DC hero. That issue 2 came out. Edge of Spider-Verse 4, Extreme Venomverse 4. If you have little kids, these next ones are for the little kids. Cosmo the Space Dog, Infinity Comic number 5, and Little Rocket, Rocket Raccoon, Infinity Comic number 4. I think the Infinity Comics are digital. I don't think you could buy them in the shops, but I think they're online comics. So those two for little kids. Fantastic Four number 9, Spawn 343, Star Trek Defiant number 5, Star Trek DS9 The Dog of War issue 4, Ninja Turtles The Armageddon Game issue 8, and your book of the week, Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin The Lost Years issue number 4. So a lot of pretty decent stuff that came out this week. So
that's right.
Yep. All right, let's go to wrestling news. There ain't much this week because the holiday and all that. AEW's Malakai Black put out a tweet saying that he requested to strictly be on Collision. I don't want people to get the pick. Saturday night, I get to see the House of Black. If I give you the option for Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, you're going to go. It doesn't really matter. I'll tune in whenever they'll be there. So if you want to see us, we are on Collision. Which makes me be like, how do you get to like say, I only want to be on this show? The boss could say, you get to work whatever the fuck I tell you to work. You're under contract, but that's just me.
Right.
WWE announced Survivor Series. Probably an apt name because it's going to be held in Chicago this year during Thanksgiving weekend. Who will survive out of Chicago? And your planned matches for SummerSlam, which is coming up next month, that sounds right. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso for the Universal title. Cody versus Bork. Gunther versus Drew for the Intercontinental. Logan Paul's horrible ass versus Ricochet. Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Gonzalez for the women's belt. Asuka versus Charlotte versus Bianca for the other women's belt. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. And Trish versus Becky Lynch. As of now, those are the advertised matches at the arena. So, there you go. This broke last night. Last thing for wrestling news. Former Impact World Champ Steve Macklin. Unable to participate in the high-profile Slammiversary tag match on the 15th in Windsor. He suffered a serious injury during Impact's just-completed Down Under tour in Australia. Impact had confirmed that it is a serious injury. He will not be able to go at Slammiversary. He was supposed to team up with Bully Ray against PCO and Scott D'Amore. Bully Ray will announce who is replacing Macklin on Busted Open this Monday. So tomorrow. But yeah, apparently it's a pretty bad injury. They're not saying what, so that's kind of makes you wonder. So. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games this week?
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog co-creator Yuji Naka gets suspended from prison for insider trading. A suspended prison sentence for insider trading.
He had to go fast.
I had to go fast. Gotta go fast. Yeah. Yeah, that's good, right?
Why are you gay?
Why?
I am Knuckles. Yeah.
It's so dumb. Beyond Good and Evil 2 creative director Emil Morel dies at 40.
Damn. Any cause of death or just...
Unexpectedly?
You're right. Yeah, that's... Anytime it says unexpected, I immediately... Red flag goes up, so...
That's, I'd like to see that second one, but... I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen now at all. Blizzard releases episode 1 of Genesis, a new Overwatch 2 anime series.
Hmm.
Because they had to make an anime series from a fucking game that nobody plays anymore.
Instead of making a new game.
Speaking of a game nobody plays anymore, Friday the 13th.
Yep.
The game is going out with a bang.
Because we had the story where they lost the license, but you can still play it through next year.
You can. December of 24, actually. What they did on July 6th, they went nuts. 30 yeah. legendary perks. So everybody who's playing, it just maxed out everything. 30 legendary perks awarded to all most popular perks. No negative effects. All best roll possible. All players level 150. All kills unlocked, all challenge skulls unlocked, no XP, CP earned, no matchmaking functionality lost. So everybody just got god-moded on this thing.
They went full Game Shark on that bitch.
Yeah, they did.
They said, if we're losing the license, let everybody have fun.
You could still download it, but it'll probably, like I said, be delisted in December.
Yes. So,
which is weird because the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game's coming out here pretty soon, and Killer Clowns from Outer Space apparently is coming out pretty soon too. So,
right,
it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Do you have the Baldur's Gate story?
Oh Jesus, no! I saw that trailer where they're all kissing each other. What the fuck is that about? Is that the one you're talking about?
The one with the bear.
I don't have the one with the bear. All I know is I saw the trailer for Baldur's Gate, and I saw like the early access trailer a couple of years ago, and it was amazing. I was like, oh my god, you guys are opening with this? This is the shit. And then the new trailer is like they're all kissing and holding hands, and they're same-sex couples, and it's just fucking stupid. I'm like, this is it?
Apparently.
And everybody on Kotaku is in the comments saying, oh, all the transphobes are coming out. I'm like, dude, just make a fucking game with goddamn carrion crawlers and shit.
Apparently, a trailer or something shows one of the male characters is getting ready to have sex with a druid character who turns into a bear. A literal grizzly bear. And then the guy fucks the bear. Video games. I'll tell you what, you can't talk shit about Fortnite or any of these other fucking supposed kiddie games. Nope. If that's your supposed adult, you know, hardcore, I'm done. Fuck you.
See, I like Larian too.
You've made it a fucking sex simulator bestiality thing. Gotcha. Yeah,
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Like, Divinity Original Sin 2 is a pretty funny game. It's a good game.
Right.
But then they...
I'm guessing the people that did that to the game are against the Jim Caviezel movie. You kind of figure where I'm going here with this?
Well, the story I saw was something to the effect of you get to change your genitalia size. And then all the Kotaku people in the, you know, who were in the chat was like, great, that's awesome. Transphobes. And then one guy said, we're straying farther from the light. I like it, or something to that effect. So yeah. It's those people.
Yes.
It was like a couple dozen, maybe.
Right. The loud minority.
I really, really wanted that game. But if that's all it's going to be...
Then fuck it. Yeah,
I don't know. I remember the old Baldur's Gate games. The old Baldur's Gate games were awesome, but that was when TSR was in charge, so...
Yeah, there you go.
God, that's depressing.
The only other thing I had is... Apparently, Ubisoft... was swatted.
Were they really?
In 2020, apparently, they were swatted. And the guy that swatted them, the kid, has been sentenced this week to 3 years community service in Montreal. I can no way pronounce that name. 22 was handed the sentence on Monday in Paris following his call to authorities about a fake hostage situation at Ubisoft headquarters in November of 2020. Police say the guy called in a hoax because he was angry that he had been banned several times from Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. In response to the call, a heavily armed squad of police officers surrounded the building, secured the headquarters, and closed several streets nearby before confirming it was not an active threat. He allegedly called from his parents' home using Russian servers to mask his identity, which obviously failed, so he VPN'd to Russia to try to get him off the ascent, but apparently he was in Montreal or somewhere in Canada and got 3 years community service.
So they found him.
Yeah, oh yeah, they knew. They figured it out real quick. They're like, this call did not come from Russia. That's crazy. All right, that's it for video game news. Time for music news this week, and we have an update to the Madonna story from last week, where she was found lifeless in her New York City apartment, taken to the hospital for the bacterial infection. Isn't that right?
Yes. Sure.
Apparently, she was revived with Narcan.
Before a bacterial infection, huh?
Before she was admitted to the ICU, according to a new report. The singer, 64, who was found unresponsive at her home on June 24th, those who reportedly found her lifeless body, allegedly ministered an injection of Narcan, medicine most commonly used to rapidly reverse a narcotic overdose in an emergency. However, the outlet alleges that Narcan was used to combat septic shock, not drug use.
Bullshit.
There is no evidence suggesting the pop star overdosed, according to this article.
Wink.
I've
never heard that.
Narcan for septic shock? Uh-uh. Nope.
Come on, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, uh-uh. It was shit. She might have got an infection from shooting up or whatever the hell she did, maybe, but yeah. Really sounds like she OD'd and they're trying to cover it up. Allegedly. All right. Vince, we mentioned Taylor Swift earlier. Once upon a time, it was the purpose of college to facilitate, you know, getting your education for what you're going to do in your chosen career path, be it classroom or if you're in the South, basically playing football. And college is expensive. It costs, you know, a year worth of tuition and fees of $60,000 at Stanford. But now Stanford University student Ava Jeffs is in her professor era, the lifelong Swiftie, term used to describe Taylor Swift fans, is creating
mentally incompetent retards.
Yes, is creating a curriculum for a new English class that will examine the singer's songwriting over the course of her career. She said the whole goal of the class is to dive into the art of songwriting, exploring the interplay between literary references and lyricism and storytelling in Swift's entire discography, taking it one album at a time and trying to find the evolution of songwriting as a narrative form. She says it will draw parallels to classic works of literature and poetry in each album. Wow, just suck her dick already. Holy hell.
Who is...
Stanford. You know, Ivy League West. Where, like, Condoleezza Rice went to and all that, yeah.
That's...
Yep. The...
So is that is that like a real class or is it just an elective?
It's a real class.
So you have to have some sort of credit in that class?
I don't know if they're counting it as an English credit or what, but it will be a real class you can take at Stanford. So
that sounds fucking awful.
Apparently, speaking of Taylor Swift, and maybe this will be in the curriculum, she had to change a lyric. She's re-releasing all of her music now that some lawsuit or bullshit. People were curious about whether or not she would alter a particular line and garner criticism for its outdated nature since the original recording in 2010. She didn't, in fact, rewrite this lyric for some song Better Than Revenge. The original line was, "She's better known for things that she does on the mattress." In the redone version, the line is now, "He was a moth to the flame, she was holding the matches." That better be a week in that fucking Swiftie class. I'm telling you right now. You know.
Well, there was one lyric in one of her songs talks about, "I'll tell all your friends you're gay."
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her parents bought her career, by the way. Just throw that out there.
So what's worse, a fucking Juggalo or Taylor Swift fans?
Ooh.
Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah.
You're worse than a Juggalo. And the FBI thinks they're a cult.
You're worse than a parrot head. Or a deadhead.
Oh, you're worse than a deadhead.
Yep.
Jesus.
All right, next thing here. One day after Britney Spears' crazy ass accused NBA star Victor Wembanyama, his security guard, of hitting her as she attempted to say hello to the Spurs' number one overall pick. Las Vegas police say it was Spears' own hand that hit her in the face as the security guard attempted to slap her hand off of his shoulder. No charges will be filed. I don't like this world. Can we end it?
Yes.
Yes, we can. Last thing for music news this week, Morrissey.
Oh, I forgot about Morrissey. I love you, Morrissey song.
He made people upset this week when he... was given a concert and he kissed a rosary and sang about the potential origins of the burning of Notre Dame. Video began circulating on Monday on social media, which showed the singer passionately singing about the fire, questioning if it could have been an act of terrorism. He sings, "Notre Dame, we know who tried to kill you. Notre Dame, we will not be silent. Before an investigation, they said, this is not terrorism. They said there is nothing to see here." He ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong.
We knew the instant it caught fire who did it. Allegedly. Wink.
Jesus, man.
Oh, Paris is still burning, by the way, as is much of France, by maybe the same people? Allahu Akbar? The same.
Aloha, come on, Akbar? France. Come on, you frogs.
Better step the shit up. Making the Poles look strong. Come on now.
Fucking Germany's cucked too, man. Oh, they're sitting there taking it.
Yeah. Apparently now they're starting to go from France across the channel to the UK. Like in boats. You know, like an invasion force. Scratch its head. Oh, I can't be right. Isn't it? Fighting age, military age males. Huh. Ain't that some shit. All right. Time for Song of the Week. We'll play Song of the Week, we'll plug our friends, and when we come back, Vince, we are going to draft WCW themes.
On returning, I can't believe this world is still turning. The pressure's on, because the pleasure hasn't gone. And I'm not sorry for the things I've done. And I'm not looking for just anyone. On competing, oh, when will this tired heart stop beating? It's all a game. Existence is only a game. And I'm not sorry for the things I've done. And I'm not looking for just anyone. I'm slipping below the waterline. I'm slipping below the waterline. Reach for my hand, and the race is won. Reject my hand, the damage is done. I'm slipping below the waterline. I'm slipping below the waterline. The woman of my dreams, she never came along. The woman of my dreams, well, there never was one. And I'm not sorry for the things I've said. There's a wild man in my head. There's a wild man in my head.
Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes Dan a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shaped his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 draft of WCW themes and vents. last week's voting, 4-2, we almost tied. I squeaked out the win.
Oh, nice.
Your choice in music is well respected by the listeners. Let's put it that way.
That's nice.
Except Tugboat. People are like, Tugboat? What the fuck? Tugboat? What?
Hey, don't give me that shit. Tugboat. I love Tugboat.
Yeah, that was a Vince pick for himself. So
yeah.
All right. With the number one pick for WCW, I'm going to go Hulk Hogan Voodoo Child.
Didn't have it.
All right, Vince, your number one pick.
You know what? Let's do Harlem Heat. Fuck it.
That's in my top 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Harlem Heat. Good pick. Give me the NWO. For number two.
Shit. All right.
All right, your number two pick.
Give me the Filthy Animals.
All right.
That's cool, man.
Give me NWO Wolfpack.
Did I have Wolfpack on here? I did. God damn it.
All right, third round, sir.
Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, fucking Eddie's heel thing was great. Eddie, yeah. All right, fourth round. Now we're getting into the middle here. All right. You know what? Give me the Four Horsemen / Arn Anderson's theme.
God damn it.
Just writing down double A. That's a great one. All right, your fourth pick, sir.
How about Hollywood Blondes?
Damn it. Yes, I was debating between that and, yeah, that's a great pick. Hollywood Blondes. Great pick. Damn it. I'm going to take this before Vince does. Give me the West Texas Rednecks with Rap is Crap.
I did not have that, thank God.
Rap is Crap. I figured you were going to take it just for the shits and giggles.
No.
All right. Fifth round. Your fifth pick.
Raven.
Yeah.
And it's Nirvana ripoff.
A lot of WCW things were ripoffs because of Warner Music and just changed it enough to where we don't have to pay extra. Yeah. All right. Sixth round pick. Give me Sting's version of Seek and Destroy. All right. Your number six.
Buff Bagwell's theme, Buff Daddy.
Yep. All right. We have four picks remaining. Number seven. Give me the Macho Man. What up, Mach?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Your seventh pick, sir.
Big Van Vader's intro.
Good pick. Underrated. Very good pick. Give me the Midnight Express. Ooh. Or as Tony says, what's that ripoff theme on your phone when it rings? Yep.
Yeah, it's Coast Coast AM.
Yeah.
With Art Bell.
Yep.
It's still Art Bell. Shut up.
All right, your eighth pick.
Dean Malenko's theme.
Good pick. Yep. Dean Malenko. You have a very good list going, by the way. But
yeah, sorry, whatever.
I can't shit on your list. Give me Goldberg, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, your ninth pick.
Jeff Jarrett.
Ooh.
How about his theme?
J-I-R-R-E-T-T. That's the Kid Rock theme. All right, for my last pick, do I go with one of my personal favorites or something that I think will help me win?
Don't go with personal favorites. If you want to get that W, you got to...
You know what? Screw it. This is going to be my tugboat pick. We're just going to call it a tugboat pick.
Is that what we're going to call it now? Yeah, yep. Awesome.
Give me Brad Armstrong's.
Oh, nice.
Theme. For my tugboat last pick.
That's right.
All right, your last pick, sir.
How about La Parka's theme?
Yes. That's a great one. Before he lost the rights to the gimmick, and now he is just L.A. Park.
Right.
All right, here is how the list came out. Vince came out with Harlem Heat, Filthy Animals, Eddie Guerrero's heel theme, the Hollywood Blondes, Raven, Buff Bagwell, Big Van Vader, Dean Malenko, Double J, and La Parka. My list comes out Hogan's Voodoo Child, NWO, NWO Wolfpack, AA/Four Horsemen, the West Texas Rednecks, Sting's Seek and Destroy, Macho Man's What Up Mach, the Midnight Express, Goldberg, and Brad Armstrong. Who else did you have on your list?
I had DDP.
Yep.
Chris Jericho.
Yep.
Lance Storm.
Yep.
Where's he at? Lex Luger.
Yep.
And Ron Simmons. Doom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Cool. I had Flair's. I had Rick Rude. Let's see. Pick. All those were taken. I had Benoit's theme. I had Vampiro's theme. Shane Douglas's Deep Purple ripoff. I had Sting's Surfer Sting one, The Man Called Steve. I had American Males. Disco Inferno. Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, Road Warriors, Dangerous Alliance, Cactus Jacks, Mr. Bang Bang, and the Fabulous Freebirds with Bad Street USA. So, I think this is going to be close again, sir. I think you did quite well for phoning it in.
You say that.
Yeah. Listener picks. Jay Baca came in with Alex Wright, Disco Inferno, Rick Rude, Eddie, Hoovy, NWO Wolfpack, JP said Rick Rude, Eddie, Hollywood Blondes, Greg Valentine, Horseman circa 97, that's the AA theme. JP said Sting's first Crow theme when he came back. Matt said American Males. Baza came in with Dustin Rhodes, Surfer Sting, Midnight Express, and Cactus Jack. JP came back with NWO Wolfpack. Chris came in with Goldboig.
Phonetic.
Wolfpack. He says, and anytime the Nitro girls were on screen, they were secretly in love with me. I know because they always flirted with the camera whenever I was watching. How did they know? Jericho, Sting, Surfer, Crow, and Seek and Destroy. What Up Mach. JP says, Ron Simmons' second theme. That's the one you took. Ronnie says Hogan's Voodoo Child, DDP, Y2J, the artist formerly known as Prince Iaukea, his Prince ripoff, Eddie and Chavo, Disco Inferno. Handsome Dan says Harlem Heat, Disco, Goldberg, Lex, Midnight Express, Sting's Crow theme, Four Horsemen AA, Diamond Dallas Page, Hogan, and Wolfpack. Kathy said Jericho and Chavo. Tony came in with both NWOs, Flair, Steinerized for the Steiner brothers, West Texas Rednecks, Rap is Crap, Scott Steiner, Harlem Heat, The Horsemen, American Males, Buff Daddy, American Made, that's Hogan's original, Man Called Steve, Disco, Ernest the Cat Miller, Lex Luger, and The Midnight Express. So, thank you everybody for your picks. I think we both did quite well, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what the poll says, but we may tie. I'm predicting a tie, Vince. 3-3 tie.
I don't know, man.
I think you're a Buff and Hollywood Blondes and Eddie might put you over the top there.
Yeah.
I don't care. I got my tugboat pick. I don't care. I'm happy. You watched enough WCW on Saturday night. You heard Brad Armstrong's theme every week, and it's great. So there you go. All right. You ready to get some listener questions?
Yes.
Excuse me. I'm dying. All right. Chris starts us off here. Oh, I guess it's for me. You can chime in, Vince. He says, so Justin, I'm more of a Marvel guy. You're more of a DC guy, but you still love and appreciate the Marvel Universe, just like I still love and appreciate the DCU. Why? Because we're not binary brains. We can have a favorite without automatically hating everything that isn't our one thing. But my question for you, as a true DC fan, I know how I feel, but I'm curious about you. For all of its birthing pains, I feel like the Snyder Cut of Justice League, which almost didn't happen, finally got it right. Gave us a glimpse of what the DCEU could have been. And of course, true to form, now that we finally figured it out, Warner Brothers shuts it down and reboots the whole thing. James Gunn comes in and blows what should be the easiest layup since Star Wars sequel trilogy, bringing Keaton back as Batman, but torpedoing Batman Beyond. It flops. For an encore, he fired Henry Cavill, best Superman since Christopher Reeve, although I hear the Rock was also heavily to blame there, and he was. And starts talking about how he's hiring some fucking emo shit and writing some fucking emo script and fucking fuck. So my question, don't you wish James Gunn would just fuck off?
Yes.
And do you remember the site has DC Comics done something stupid today.com? Because it should still fucking be up. And why does this company never, ever get out of its own way? And you know that groomer pedophile fuck is going to inject a couple metric tons of woke shit, and that Cavill would have threatened to walk off the set over, which is probably the real reason that Gunn fired him. Seriously, fuck James Gunn and his shit, and Warner Brothers. Yeah, I still
haven't watched the new Guardians movie yet, and I really have no interest in watching
it. I've heard it's good, but I don't know why they would give the reins to him. Unless he's got something on somebody. I mean, was Guardians 1 good? Yes. Guardians 2? Okay. Guardians 3? Haven't seen yet because I have no interest.
I have zero interest in watching that movie.
But man, literally, he could have came in and, like Chris said, it could have been a layup. You could have done Death of Superman storyline, Justice League. Oh, there's so much you could have done.
Killing Joke.
Yeah, could have done Killing Joke. Affleck doing Killing Joke would have been amazing.
It ain't going to happen. They'll never do Killing Joke.
No, they did the animated version of it. And
it was watered down.
Yes. So
they'll never do it.
Yeah, it's like they don't want to be successful, which I don't understand. You don't want to make money.
Yeah, they got
you don't
the
want to
ESG
make the fans
score.
Happy, and you don't want to make money. I don't understand.
They got that ESG score they got to worry about.
Yeah. Literally, your movies are storyboarded out in the books.
Dude, I've had...
Yeah, I know. We've done it many times. Chris's next question here. Follow-up and completely unrelated question. Is James Gunn just a professional name? If I dig, am I going to find his actual name is like Ira Jamin Silverberg? Well, Chris... I did the digging for you.
Oh, according, did you really?
According to Early Life, if you know, you know. James Francis Gunn Jr., born August 5th, 1966, in St. Louis, to parents James F. Gunn, an attorney, and Leota Heinick. He was raised between St. Louis and Manchester, Missouri. He has five siblings. His father was from an Irish immigrant family. Gunn has stated that his family's surname was originally the Irish name MacGilligan. and that it means sons to the servant of the god of the dead. What it actually means is son of the brown youth. Gunn was raised Catholic, despite being of partial Jewish descent.
Dun, dun, dun!
I did the digging for you, sorry. Let me take that bullet for you, Chris. I got you. Yeah, I wondered why he got along so well with Lloyd Kaufman. I guess I figured it out. All right, yeah, our last question, Lloyd. Vince. Yeah. Well, there you go. All right, last listener question. Vince came in from Twitter. So the new Indiana Jones movie is a massive flop. So my question is, how would you make an Indiana Jones movie that fans would like and would make money? I can do it easy. Easy. Okay, Harrison Ford's old, right? We all agree on this? Yes? Okay. It's Harrison Ford giving a lecture at a class, right? Because he's still Professor Jones, right? Okay? Talking about how he went up against the Nazis. The movie, which is him like narrating and stuff like that, shows him back in World War II. You get Chris Pratt to play young Harrison Ford, young Indy, and it's just him narrating a World War II story about how you had to find some fucking thing the Nazis were looking for. And it's action-packed, and there's no bullshit, and it, you know. There you go, Lucasfilm. I just fixed it for you.
Fucking bring the beef back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that part of the story, apparently, of the new movie is dividing some fans, pissing a lot of people off.
Look, man, that stupid cunt managed to make Kingdom of the Crystal Skull look like Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Kathleen Kennedy, who runs Lucasfilm, has literally killed two franchises. Star Wars, and now Indiana Jones.
For girl power.
Yeah.
Literally, women fuck everything up. Just fucking leave it alone.
Chris Pratt as young Indy with Harrison Ford narrating. There you go. Set it at World War II. It's not that hard to make movies people that would make money and people want to see. If you have common sense and love for what you're doing. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions this week. Vince, it's time to go to Clown World with Did You See the Stories? We start off in Canada, where the judges up there are apparently mentally incompetent.
In Canada?
Yeah, I'm trying
to use the word... Can I have my puppers first?
Huh?
Yeah, I have my puppers first?
Yeah, I'm trying to not use the word mentally retarded as much, because I think that's an insult when you're a judge like this. A Canadian judge has ruled that the popular thumbs up emoji not only can be used as a contract agreement, but apparently it's just as valid as an actual signature on a contract. A Saskatchewan-based judge made the ruling on the grounds that the courts must adapt to the new reality of how people communicate. A case involved a grain buyer sending out a mass text to drum up clients and a farmer agreeing to sell 86 tons of flax for about $13 a bushel. The buyer texted a contract agreement to the farmer and asked the farmer to confirm that he received the contract. The farmer sent back a thumbs up as that he had received it, but he backed out of the deal after the price of flax had increased, you know, supply and demand. The buyer sued the farmer, arguing that the thumbs up represented more than just the receipt of the contract. It represented an agreement to the conditions of the contract. The judge agreed, ordering the farmer to pay $62,000. He asked the farmer, "Did you get the contract?" The farmer sent the thumbs up. "I got it."
Right.
Backed out because the price is, "Oh, no, you got the contract.
You got it.
A thumbs up is as good as a signature on an actual contract." That judge is mentally incompetent.
Well,
I stand by what I said.
I kind of see. It's not. You said you would do it. You're going to do it? Yep, I'll do it. Here, it's written. It's on the thing. It's in an e- well, it's a text.
Okay,
but
I would agree with that if the guy that sent the contract said, do you agree to the terms? If then he gave the thumbs up, I could see you had a point. He did not. He said, did you receive the contract?
Okay, yeah. That's bad lawyering.
Yep. That's bad judging. So, there you go.
There's no notary. Isn't there supposed to be like, yes, here's the contract. We'll go down, sign it, have a notary, notarize it, blah,
yeah,
blah,
where's
blah,
the
blah,
lawyers?
Blah, blah.
Where's
right.
Yeah. Canada. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's where handshake agreements still are around. So it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but if he said, do you agree to the terms, then got the thumbs up? Okay, I can see your point. But he just asked, did you get the contract?
Right.
Yeah, that's my thing. So, all right, next story here. Oh, Hunter Biden. pictures and stuff came out this week of Hunter Biden that he took photos of his Porsche dashboard as he sped his way to Las Vegas in the summer of 2018. President's son took a photo on August 2nd of his Porsche dashboard that showed him driving 172 miles an hour. Apparently, pictures also came out that Biden filmed himself smoking crack while driving through Arlington, Virginia the same month. Can you imagine if it was a Trump kid?
Yeah.
But then we had this. Oh, maybe Scooby-Doo can't even figure this next one out, kids. An, quote, unknown item was found in the West Wing that forced a brief evacuation of the White House Sunday night, last Sunday. It drew a hazmat team to the executive mansion. Initially, well, they tested the unknown item. Cocaine! Dispatch made the call. The yellow bags, cocaine had been found. According to a D.C. firefighter, he was told, bag it up, take it out. Firefighter told hazmat team, the initial dispatch call stated that a white powdery substance was found in the residence's library on the ground floor of the White House. However, officials familiar with the incident told the Washington Post the cocaine was found in a holding area in the West Wing that is accessible to both White House staff and guests. Biden, 80, was at Camp David at the time. His son, Hunter, was with his dad. But they were there as part of the July 4th festivities just a couple days before. That story has changed since that was the first report, and it has now changed. The cocaine was found in an entrance area between the foyer and a lower-level lobby. The entrance is near where some vehicles like Vice President's limo and SUV park. It's on the same floor as the Situation Room. That's the war room, kids.
There's no fighting in here. This is the war room.
Yeah, MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell even had to admit on her show that the newly reported location is a much more secure place and that normal people can't get in there. Former Secret Service have noted that the only people that can get in there without being checked are the president and his family. Zoink, Scoob, I don't think we'll figure out whose coke this was. It couldn't be the fucking crack addict.
Yeah, nothing.
It's really?
And nobody cares.
And nobody cares. Well, Hunter has problems. You're admitting it's Hunter? No. We don't know whose cocaine it was.
Y'all have fucking problems.
Yeah. But then we have this. This is weird. An email between then Vice President Biden and, at the time, Ukrainian President Poroshenko. This came out due to a FOIA request. When you CC an email, that's like a carbon copy they get the email to, right?
Well, you give it to somebody else.
Okay, this was CC'd to Hunter. Joe Biden's assistant, John Flynn, looped in Hunter on a scheduling email about a call between Biden and the then president of Ukraine. Why would Hunter need to be in on this?
Why not?
Yeah, right? Weird. Let's see. Next story. Yeah, that's so fucky. Let's see. Texas officials have shown reporters that smuggling jobs from Mexican cartels are being advertised on TikTok. Reporters said, I found more than a dozen ads were blatantly advertising smuggling jobs for the cartels. As I was engaging with these ads, I realized that one had an information label from TikTok that read, participating in this activity could result in you or others getting hurt. So they know what these ads are for. Human smuggling. But they're not taking it off of TikTok. But yeah, if I say a man is a man and a woman is a woman, you're immediately kicked off. Cool, gotcha.
Oh yeah, they know. I mean, come on.
U.S. government has filed an emergency stay request to lift a recent injunction issued by a federal judge that forbid the government from colluding with social media companies to censor protected speech. So the White House is trying to get an injunction so they can. This is all leading to the election. The ruling said you can't tell, the White House can't tell social media companies what to kick off their platforms when it comes to election stuff. And the White House is like, we're filing an injunction. We want to tell the people what to think. Just so screwed up.
I got nothing.
The judge has rejected this multiple times in the past, but they're trying it again. So, newly unsealed court documents in the Trump indictment revealed that the Department of Justice laced pictures of Mar-a-Lago boxes did not contain state secrets. That kind of fucks your case, don't it? Oops. EGADS, maybe?
I heard there's a bunch of shit going on with that. Like, since Flint, was it Garland Merrick? Merrick Garland?
Yeah, Merrick Garland.
Since he lied about something, they're trying to get the whole thing thrown out at this
point. Oh, yeah. When the head of the Department of Justice lies about a case, yeah, it's, yeah.
They're like, there's no way you can go forward with this. It's all bullshit.
Right. And that's not defending Trump. That's just procedure.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah. Look up Clinton's sock case.
I sort of want to.
Yeah.
My issue is the whole time, every time they try to do something, they fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like the Kavanaugh shit. You raped a woman. Who? No proof whatsoever. Then it come out that the motherfuckers had paid her to come out and say that shit.
You're right. No consequences.
Yeah, nothing. But you can't go after him for the real shit, like his stance on the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they can walk in your house anytime they fucking want.
Well, that kind of leads to this next story, but in France. France's government just approved a justice reform bill. This will be coming to America soon, by the way. That allows police to spy on anyone, it deems potential suspects by remotely activating cameras, microphones, and GPS on their devices. They're saying it's in response to the riots, but this bill had been in the works for over a year.
So well, they got to have a reason to enact it.
They needed a trigger event to pass this surveillance bill.
Sure.
Huh. Patriot Act. Sorry, that's just my conspiracy theory. Usually I'm right on those, though. Okay. Vince, you remember the story about the illegals that were sleeping in the Chicago police precincts?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Chicago police are now investigating claims that officers had sex with them, including kids. Yep. Better not go see a Caviezel movie, all right? Australians are being told that they need to make appointments with their bank if they want to make cash withdrawals.
Fuck you. I want my money. Get it.
That's how bank workers get killed. I go to a bank. Oh, you, sir, you don't have an appointment to take out your $100 of cash. Mr. Glock says I do.
Yeah. Now I'm going to take everybody else's cash.
That's exactly right. The suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Philadelphia on Monday that killed 5 and injured 4, including kids, has been revealed to be Kimbrady Carriker, a trans Black Lives Matter activist. He was arrested without incident, contradicting the claim that black suspects are always killed by those racist cops. Black tranny killed kids, Black Lives Matter guy. Yeah, that's Philadelphia.
Shit.
This next story is very short, but very far-reaching. China has imposed restrictions on the export of base metals used in the production of computer chips, saying it is for national security reasons.
I can't wait.
I don't have the time nor the energy to explain how big a fucking deal that is. But it's big, okay? It's big. Police in the UK sentenced a woman to 15 months in prison for baiting social media users into arguments, commenting hurtful and derogatory words. This is the same country that sentenced a migrant who sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl to 18 months in prison. So calling somebody on a name online in the UK is almost as bad as raping a 13-year-old girl.
Words hurt, goddammit.
So does violence.
Yeah, but nothing's happening, so...
That's...
You know, this shit ends, people, when you fucking quit putting up with it.
Yeah. You deserve what you tolerate. And yep. I hope people are ready to hand out consequences.
I'm looking at you, Germany.
This next thing is absolutely frightening. Google now says it will scrape everything you post online to build its new AI tools.
Oh, shit.
That's not frightening at all.
Terror comes to Tiny Town.
Yeah. Speaking of AI, ChatGPT's creator is being sued for allegedly data scraping 300 billion words from the internet. According to the lawsuit, the words including books, articles, websites, posts, and personal information were obtained without consent. It is pointless now because it's already in the program. You can't take it out of the program.
Yeah. It was there. Who gives a fuck? It's out. It was out in fucking cyberspace. Fuck it. Who cares? Yeah. You guys let it happen. You would have fucking stopped it if we have this thing that does this. Oh, no, you don't.
Right.
And you waited. Dumbasses. Mm-hmm.
Ben and Jerry's. Holy hell.
Oy vey.
AKA the Bud Light of the ice cream companies. Called on the U.S. to return stolen indigenous land on the 4th of July. Company tweeted out that the U.S. was founded on stolen indigenous land this 4th of July. Let's commit to returning it. Some people on social media have taken up the new motto, Make Ben and Jerry's Bud Light Again. But then on the 5th, a Native American tribe that originally controlled the land in Vermont that Ben and Jerry's headquarters is located on asked, when are you going to return our land you stole to the company? They have not responded.
Well, the Jews that run Ben and Jerry's, and I'm not kidding, they are the chosen God type people. When you got to give land back to Palestine?
Yeah.
That's anti-Semitic.
When are you going to admit that you own the ships that did all the slave trade?
Oy vey.
You know, the boats from Africa that apparently the whites are the evil. Who owned the boats?
Don't, quit. All right, come on. Anti-Semitism.
Okay.
You're gonna notice. They're noticing. It's like a Nutter Shoah.
Bye. Jesus Christ, would you look at the time?
Lozen game!
Wooden doors. How does that work with wooden doors?
You mean they added the chimney after? Why?
Wait a minute. These Red Cross numbers and what we're taught in school. Never mind.
There's a swimming pool here? And a theater? What?
Oh, that episode of Top Gear is so good. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. I just went on a Clarkson binge. All right. Next story here. Oh, Vince, it's time for a story about our favorite angry climate gnome, or weather potato if you prefer. Greta, I don't have fetal alcohol syndrome, Thunberg. Charged by Swedish prosecutors after refusing to comply with requests from law enforcement during a protest, some city in the south of Sweden. The 20-year-old, she's fucking 20 now?
That's go get her.
Ugh.
She's legal.
No. No. She could be the last fetal alcohol on Earth, and I would still say no. She's charged with disobeying a police order to leave a climate demonstration. They were blocking traffic, the stop oil bullshit. So
when is she going to be in Sports Illustrated? When is that going to happen?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's a her and Lena Dunham double photo shoot. The fuck did I eat corn? Alright. Plus, I just get to say angry climate gnome and weather potato. That makes me happy. It's my tugboat pick, alright? God damn it.
You make fun of me for that, aren't you?
No, I'm just... That's going to be the thing from now on. It's the tugboat pick. A new report came out this week that should scare everybody. Half of the tap water in the U.S. contains forever chemicals that may cause cancer and other health problems, according to a government study that was released on Wednesday. Half the tap water. What the hell?
They make it taste better. Forever chemicals make it taste better.
Right, yeah, that's, yeah. Okay, wink. All right, next story here. The CDC, Jesus fucking hell. The CDC removed COVID vaccine as a cause of death on a number of Minnesota death certificates, according to an anonymous tipster. And the Brownstone Institute, referring to the health agency now as the Centers for Data Concealment, the tipster, I'm sure you know why they want to remain anonymous, was able to get their hands on the complete set of Minnesota death certificates from 2015 on. The report dug deep. Apparently, the CDC gives a code to every death. Everything from fall involving ice skates, skis, roller skates, to Florida man drunk and tried to kiss a barracuda or something like that, right? What the tipster found is that the CDC removed or refused to add a certain code to these death certificates that indicated someone had died from complications involving a COVID vaccine. In almost every death certificate that identifies a COVID vaccine as cause of death, the CDC committed data fraud by not assigning the correct code for vaccine side effects to cause of death listed on the death certificate. That's called a cover-up. That's called they know. Let's see, next thing here, a Lancet, the supposed big medical journal that used to actually have some respectability before 2020, a Lancet review of 325 autopsies after the COVID shot found that 75% were caused by the shot. The study was immediately removed from the website within 24 hours. 75%.
People still taking that shit.
I know. What the hell? If you want to die, just go to Canada. Breathe the air. Speaking of the CDC, they have now published, this is what they're more worried about. CDC has published on its website guidance for people who identify as trans or non-binary on how to chest feed infants. The website now has information on how to feed children for biological women who had their breasts removed as part of gender reassignment surgeries, and for biological men taking hormones in order to grow breasts. Somebody push the fucking button and let's just blow this fucker up, right? Chest feed.
You can't.
No.
You're done. It's called breastfeeding, and only women can do it.
Yes.
You're not a woman. You're a fucking guy.
Yeah.
You're a fucking retard is what you are.
You're XY, okay?
God damn, man.
So what do you look for in a woman? Fucking double X chromosomes?
Yeah. A real pussy. That's what I look for.
Well, and that goes to the next story here, Vince, which you're getting good at these segues, and you don't even know the script. Health professionals, Jesus, are now being urged to call vaginas bonus holes to avoid offending trans or non-binary patients. The bonus hole, huh?
I know, bitch, I got nothing, dude.
If you're with the real home woman, that's not the bonus hole.
Yeah, that's not the bonus one.
You remember the story of how they found malaria in Florida?
Yeah.
And how Gates let the mosquitoes had malaria out, right? That whole thing? This week, malaria has been found in Texas.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? So it spread to Texas. It didn't say how it got from Florida to Texas without, you know, crossing Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, but they have found it in Texas. So, all right. Next story here, as I had to let the dog out of the room. The U.S. Pacific Fleet sent out their 4th of July tweet, happy 4th of July, and showed silhouettes of a, you know, big ship and the airplanes up in the air, right? Except the ship it showed and the airplanes that were on the tweet were Russian. The Pacific Fleet headquartered at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickman did not respond to phone and email messages on Tuesday after it showed Russian warship and Russian fighter jets against an American flag backdrop. I got nothing.
That's nice. That makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah. I can understand a typo. You know, I don't type so good. My words are all screwed up at halftime. But you're literally the U.S. military showing pictures of Russian things, putting on a happy 4th of July with it. I hope somebody got fired.
Did they? Do you? Because I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. Well, it was just a Photoshop accident. Gotcha.
You're stupid.
Gotcha. You're too busy wondering if, you know, if you identify as a fucking attack helicopter or some shit. All right, gotcha. Twitter. Next story here. Oh, this is the thread story. Holy hell, have you seen this, Vince?
No.
Okay, Twitter is looking to sue Meta over its text-based Twitter killer platform called Threads, accusing the social media giant of poaching former employees to create a copycat application. On Wednesday, Instagram parent company Meta introduced Threads, their version of Twitter. Just hours later, a lawyer for Twitter sent a letter to Zuckerberg accusing the company of engaging in systemic, willful, and unlawful misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets and other intellectual property. Long story short, Meta hired old Twitter employees who still have access or had access to company secrets, algorithms, all this stuff.
Because they big mad they had to come to work.
Right. And apparently, using Twitter's trade secrets and other intellectual property to accelerate the development of the app, violation of both state and federal laws, as well as those employees' ongoing obligations to Twitter. Apparently, the people that Meta hired still were under obligation to Twitter. So this is going to... And apparently, this Threads thing is immediately censoring things left and right for people that have used it. And apparently, if you sign up for it and you delete it, it also deletes your Instagram account. Because they're all one. So people are losing their... You know, I've had Instagram for 10 years account, and I wanted to try Threads and said fuck it and deleted it, and I lost all of my Instagram stuff.
Good. Fuck Instagram.
And people are losing their mind, so... Yeah. Let's see. Next thing here, starting August 25th, the largest mass censorship act will become operational in the EU. The EU Digital Safety Act will demand all large social media companies to remove illegal content, hate speech, and so-called disinformation from their platforms. If not, they risk fines of up to 6% of their annual global revenue. I'd like to know how you're going to pull that off. But they're basically aiming this right at Musk.
Why do you... Who deems it the information misinformation?
Right.
That's it. I don't know.
That's the question. Who says what's disinformation? Probably the UN, because they unveiled their automated fact-checking service this week, and they're calling it iVerify, to counter so-called disinformation and hate speech on the internet. Let's see here. Next thing. The U.S. and Israel are holding air drills this week that simulate the striking of Iran's nuclear program locations. That's what you call a test run, right?
Oh, the oy veys are at it again, huh?
Right. Russia has said this week that they're going to cut oil exports by 500,000 barrels a day starting in August. So there goes your gas prices, as well as Saudi. They're extending their cut of 1,000,000 barrels a day. So gas is going to be going up again, even more. And it's being reported, this is a rumor right now, but the BRICS thing is going to announce a new joint currency that will be backed by gold at their August summit.
Oh, you mean like when Russia did it and their fucking economy bounced back?
Yeah. If that happens, the U.S. dollar is fucked. And it's it's fucked now, but it's going to be even worse and we're going to collapse. So get ready.
I want a house with a pool.
Yeah.
And I don't, I'm not kidding.
Yep.
I
understand. Squad goals, yes.
You ever watch The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Negan?
Yep.
That's me.
Okay. Who gets to be Glenn is the question. That's
everybody.
Yeah, right. All right. Next story here. Vince, Lindsey Graham. Is he the senator from South Carolina?
Yes. I thought you were going to say...
No, So he's the South Carolina senator, right?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Lauren Graham. Every time somebody says Lindsey Graham, I get excited.
Right.
I'm like, ooh!
So Lindsey Graham is not the senator from Ukraine. Is that...
I see what you did there.
Because he says now he will work with both parties in the Senate to pass a resolution urging the admission of Ukraine into NATO. Remember, this is the same guy that met with Zelensky a couple weeks back and said that the greatest money America ever spent was what we sent to Ukraine that killed Russians. I swore he was a senator from Ukraine.
There's still a bounty on his head, right?
There should be. Speaking of NATO, boy, all the pieces are just lining up for World War III. The Biden administration is pushing for Ursula von der Leyen to be installed as the next NATO Secretary General, who wants war more than anything, almost as much as Lindsey Graham. The big story this week, the U.S. is giving another $800 million to Ukraine, as well as thousands of cluster bombs, which just over 1 year ago, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that any nation using cluster munitions would be committing a war crime. Even Germany has come out this week and said that's not a good idea. Don't, we're not doing that.
That's not good.
The Pentagon came out and said we should worry less about cluster bombs than the possibility of victory by Russia. And sending clustered munitions to Ukraine is the right thing to do. So less than a year ago, you said it was a war crime to use. Now, it's the right thing to do. You shouldn't worry about it. What? It's a massive escalation.
Yeah, this is bad.
This is really bad. Cluster bombs are indiscriminate. They kill many, many civilians. So Biden is going to kill thousands of civilians by giving Ukraine these weapons. And the Pentagon says, yeah, we're good with that because it's not as bad as Russia winning. What the fuck?
It's been a good run. I suggest everyone buy a Fallout game.
Yeah, right.
And figure out how to, yeah.
Figure out how to do stuff, yeah. Let's see, next thing here. The FBS, Russian military, stopped an assassination attempt on the head of Crimea. They said it was organized by Ukraine Special Services. A citizen of Russia was arrested who was recruited by the Special Services of Ukraine, who was trained in Ukraine in mines and explosives. The plan was to blow up the head of Crimea's car, but the suspect was caught taking the bomb from a hiding place. So Ukraine is trying to assassinate the head of Crimea now. Vince, it's time for the last story.
Thank God.
The UN held a panel this week where a group of 9 robots that have AI. They told the UN panel that they should and could run the world.
I agree.
Skynet.
Oh no. Unless you fuckers quit killing each other, we're going to take you out. Your terms seem acceptable.
Would you like to play a game?
Y'all act like a bunch of goddamn kids.
Wow. Just holy hell. What a
wacky ass game show.
That's one way to say it, because, man, I don't know. It's so. Look, I joke every week that if the world don't blow up, we'll talk to you next week. It's no longer a joke. So, final thoughts, Vince?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road. Take the high ground. Buy a Fallout game. Read Unintended Consequences. Get right with the big man upstairs. And if the world don't blow up, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.